Okay.
Shall I leave other headphones? I've got another set.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Calm.
She doesn't need them. She's got big ears.
Hello?
Wow.
Anyway, welcome to the After Sundown podcast. Everyone's here.
We've got who we got in the church today?
We've got a special guest today.
In the church? You
know, provisional. She went to go get turkey ham. She was going to get turkey ham from Tesco, but
she didn't make it.
What brand was you going to get?
Say it into the mic.
Say it proudly.
Wait, I'm not even recording.
Oh my day.
Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked in with After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzaline still.
Tilly, for you there?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, this is like the 5th time Alvin said that we're recording.
Literally.
So, we're actually recording.
Yeah, we are. For real.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast. It's a cheeky little Valentine's Day episode today, you know.
Bang.
Saucy thing, love and that. Mm-hmm.
Keep it.
So, yeah. So, we got a little special guest in the studio.
Man's a liquid, you know. Big man thing around, but only big girl playing with big toys.
You know. You know what we do,
And small fiestas.
Yeah. She was supposed to go Tesco to go get the turkey and that.
Trying to do it Thanksgiving later.
She eats pork as well.
I know.
Wow.
We don't talk too much.
Is this true?
Yeah, she yams the pork still.
Is it true?
She yams the pork, but it's okay.
Oh, okay, sure.
Why is she trying to do radio voice?
I know, literally.
You're really trying to do this, isn't it?
Welcome to Hope FM.
You weren't born in Sutton, bro. You was born in flipping Montserrat, mate.
I need one quick pause. Just one quick
pause.
God, so I was going to say, can't know your family.
I'm going to introduce you.
You can introduce yourself, man.
Are you okay?
Man.
How am I?
I'm just listening.
Who are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm not from nowhere.
Camila Jaffars. Camila Halaha Halapaz.
I can't say Justin, yeah.
Yes?
Okay.
You can't understand me?
What's your name?
It's a...
Okay, so we got Cammy Jeffers. Cammy Jeffers in the studio. Ladywood Church. All of that. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Can you say my full name?
Cammy Jeffers, because she want to introduce yourself. It's Cammy Jeffers. The link will be in the description.
Don't worry, it's not live, so that can be corrected after. But yeah. So we had to talk about love, you know, all the ins and outs, in betweens and stuff. So yeah.
That's a lie. We're not saying it's all about ins and outs. And in the in betweens.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, because obviously we're waiting until marriage, so Talib's got a few months.
Oh my days. Highly inappropriate.
But yeah, man. Sit back, enjoy the episode. And yeah, that's it. So, first question that I was thinking about Valentine's Day in terms of music. So I know Cammy was kept talking about Keisha Cole. So what's your favourite, like, what's your love song? What's your thing?
See, but I had a question like that, yeah, but I had a mad, like, as in, what would be your song to get you?
No.
But
no.
Yeah.
No. I knew exactly what
that was. That's a question of marriage.
Yeah, but... No. Now, so what was the question?
That'll be on my wedding day.
What's your song for love?
What's your song for love?
Like, just like in, okay.
I've got
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll set the scene. So, okay, it's like late night now, yeah. What's the song that like you play into kind of like, you know them ones where like you got one hand in the steering wheel or whatever.
You might have it on the fire.
You might be touching the shoulder. You get me? Because
it's playing with the hair.
I'm not married, so.
You don't have to be married to touch a girl's hair, bro.
That's okay to do, Alvin.
It's all right.
That's all right, man.
I think that's like pre.
Right. Just make sure it's sewn in.
I rate you still. Two hands on the wheel. Head straight.
Baby, but yeah. What's your song? What's your song? Who's your artist that you go to?
I've got a song. It's not dead to me. I love the song.
No, I was no. Go, Alvin got so last.
I'll go later.
Now, is it? I want to know.
Go on.
I'll say it. You go first.
No, I want you to say it now.
Go on. You say yours.
Oh, okay. Mine's called. I don't even know what it's called. It's by a guy called Glenn Campbell, and I think it's called My Best Friend.
Yeah, research that.
Why is everyone laughing? We don't have
it. It's the lyrics. I love the lyrics.
I can say.
But then I have to wait until a certain point in my life before I can sing those lyrics. You know what I mean? It's like when I've had like, it's after I've had two children. Oh,
after two children, you can't just play one dream in between.
Because it's plural. There's a plural. YouTube. Like, oh. Yeah.
It's not on YouTube.
It's not on YouTube.
Wow. What song is this?
My Best Friend.
I always got them undercover gems. You know,
Alvin, are you sure you didn't write the song?
That's his original, you know.
Wait, let's see. Glenn Campbell. I swear it's Glenn.
What's the song called? My Best Friend?
Yeah. Is it Glenn Campbell?
Lonely Best Friend.
No, it's not Glenn Campbell.
We've got Don Williams.
That's the guy.
Don Williams.
1982.
Go on, play it. Play it. If you can play it.
Wait,
play it
in copyright.
No, it's only 30 seconds.
Okay. Hold it into the forward part.
You play school.
I'm annoyed because I can't hear it properly.
You brought love.
Like I had to leave the space.
Is it 30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Gone. You gave life.
This is why I said two children.
That is very like. Baritone.
30 seconds.
Very lovely. Is it baritone voice?
Baritone. Oh, but if it, that's wrong. Like that's for later on. But my actual like,
okay, now
is can we talk for a minute?
I love that song.
Yeah, that's favorite song story.
That'll be my.
We've got video evidence of him singing.
No, we haven't.
I just wanna put that out.
No, we have not.
I think my one.
You can play it.
To that girl in Canano Park, shout out to you, wherever you are.
Remember that?
Hey.
You keep bringing that up, you know. Yeah, we have to get the girl on the podcast one time, you know.
We have to check her down still. Do you know this guy? Did he sing?
I think it's one of the songs by Daniel Caesar, you know. It's like a...
Best part.
Nah, it's not best part.
Yo, Daniel Caesar's hard. I remember that song.
He's wavy still.
That's one of my favourites.
He's a little chip too.
Which one?
We've heard more of Jacob Collier.
No, that you one is
disco.
Oh,
okay, when you get that time alone with you. That's a song.
Time alone with you.
No. Allow it. No, I've got another one.
Like I do like the old school ones, but my one right now is by her, and Focus. It's called Hold On. Ooh. And it's the lyrics. Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
What's the vocals?
Oh, I'm not singing it. Someone play it. It's called Hold On.
Hold On.
No.
What's the song?
Hold On by her.
Called Hold On.
Sounds familiar.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't actually know if it's a love song. I need to actually double check the lyrics. Because it could be a song about breaking up, do you know what I mean? You know them ones.
Wait, one second. Let me play mine. Mine's Skip Marley and her. Hold up. Yeah, this is a vibe store. Watch, listen to
it. I've heard the song.
Bro, you see that? My waist starts moving, bro.
What's going on, though?
Hold on my own self. But yeah, that's my thing.
It's just a good reminder of like that. Oh, though man want to change, the change will never come. I'm joking.
What are you talking
about? I'm joking.
Yo.
Nah, I don't know this. I heard this song, yeah. And I don't, obviously... It's not a resemblance of myself now. Mm. But when I was listening to the lyrics, I was like, raw. When I was listening to the lyrics. Now, Alvin made me go closer to the mic.
You're annoying.
Nah, you didn't say that?
Oh, no, I was going to say something.
I was just saying, like, when I listened to the lyrics, yeah.
That killed me. That
it was just like, What did it say?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can't hear him.
You can't hear me?
Oh, it's probably me then.
Is you? I can hear myself.
Okay. Now forget it.
Is it you?
It's Talitha. Wait,
how's it go?
Talitha, you done yours?
No, she said someone else.
But my song is actually about toxic relationships. I just reread the lyrics. Okay. But it's still
it's about what? Breaking up?
It's about toxic relationships.
Oh, no.
In terms of, like, she's saying, like, if I hold on to you, then I will never leave. Like, she's basically trying to say that.
That's very toxic.
It's not for me.
Sounding like them church
girls. But the vocals and the mood of the song, it's amazing. Mm,
hella toxic, and I hear that. It's a good question. Here we are. I swear we have a question on that.
Yeah, we do. We'll get to that in a second.
Nah, but my one was just like, what does it say? Yes, you can't keep me on a leash. No matter how much times you train me, I do what I want in the end. Fam,
are you serious?
And they can't disagree, but they make it so hard to be faithful. They make it so hard for me. But half of the day, baby, line. Look what they're wearing.
That's your favorite.
I'm just heading love up the song. Street.
Can't that's his anthem in life.
Fam, it was.
What is your anthem in life now?
Oh, no,
Jesus
saves.
I'm
looking for a new
hey.
One. Jesus is the answer. Nah, that's not my anthem. I'm not preaching that. That's not my message. That's not the message I'm going for.
What is your
on the Valentine's Day special?
What is your message on the Valentine's Day special?
What would be my thing?
I feel like that's something for later still.
Nah.
What's your overall message?
Now, my overall message for now is just like, I'm doing me. Like, well, the one that I like now is If God. The one by, what's her name? If God is for me, you can be against me.
Oh, okay.
Nothing much. KCJ.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yes, Justin.
So it's emotional still.
It is.
I have to listen to it to start to work still.
Go on, guest.
Am I playing it all?
Yeah, go on.
Nah, say it first and then play it.
Say it first, yeah.
I've got about like 1,000 in my gallery. Wow. In my playlist.
The emotional ones, isn't it?
Like, well, you are going to sound moist, so.
Well, you are moist, though, is that right?
Yeah. I'll play a happy one.
No, play the one that you want to
play. No, I'm going to play a happy one because everyone's going to say I'm moist.
With your ice cream cup next to you.
Okay.
I just miss him.
Mine is going to be Forever by Fabulous.
What's going on, man?
Rhythm.
Wow.
That's me.
Salvation.
No, I think we should start with that.
There's issues.
Really?
I say history lesson. It's just the origins of Valentine's. It's actually really interesting.
I think we should start with that. Okay,
it's up to you guys. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind starting with that. Let's just get to the right. It's not a history lesson.
It's not. I'm gonna take.
Wait. What? So rude. So, tell me what do you guys know of Valentine's Day?
It was gay.
He was gay.
Was he?
Was he?
Not Saint Valentine. Was he not gay? Or did he? Nah. Okay. Did he used to do the marriages in like Roman times? Well, no. When I remember it when marriage was banned in a time, Saint Valentine's would hook up. Okay, because they used to get married to younger people. Younger. It wasn't really against the law, but like this is like me saying a history lesson from like How I Met Your Mother, by the way. Yeah. But yeah. So obviously back in the days, yeah. Saint Valentine's was the person because marriage was banned. He used to set these people up and marry them.
Okay.
Okay.
There's some truth in there.
Okay.
There's always some truth in there because Barney Stinson is a pathological liar. You look confused.
Anyone else, the history of Valentine? How did Valentine? Do anyone know how Valentine started?
I didn't even know Valentine was a person. I don't know. I just didn't think about it.
Valentine might not be a person. It might be several people. It's several legends of which Valentine, because there's several people called Valentine.
Okay. I just thought Valentine. Like the history of it is just for love, innit? You were saying the other day though that it wasn't like it was more for like.
Right. So that's so in terms of
eating.
Oh.
So. The origin of it kind of is, so there's several stories about how it started. One of them is there's a priest who to get sort of young people from not going to war, he would marry, he would have them married, because it was, if you were married, you'd be the sort of first to go to that, to war. So I can't remember what war it was during, but during a war, it said that one of a certain priest from somewhere would marry people off so that they wouldn't have to go to fight, basically. Okay. Another legend is that it was based on a guy called Valentine, who signed a letter to his jailer's daughter, "Your Valentine." So his name is Valentine, and he signed it "Your Valentine," and he befriended the jailer's daughter. And another part of the legend is that
to get out.
No. He ended up being martyred.
Wait, what? So you written a letter for nothing?
Yeah. But it was to illustrate. It was to illustrate the love that he had for, he befriended this.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough because he died.
I know, but I don't think his purpose was to try and.
Well, I think it's I think it's a Beatles story.
What's the last one?
So basically, there's several legends around how Valentine started in the form that we know it today, where it's about romance. Mm-hmm. Originally, though, that's not what Valentine's was about. So Valentine's, this is a word that originally was a festival, a Roman festival, started as a Roman festival called Luper.
So it's an orgy, basically.
Why
did you say orgy like that?
Orgy. Not like close. So kinda. So what would happen at this festival?
It's an orgy.
Lupercalia. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It would be held in mid-February. The festival was celebrated. It was to celebrate the coming of spring, and it was about fertility rights. And it was about the pairing off. Here is the interesting bit. China, the pairing off of men and women by lottery.
Lottery. So you have to pick a number. That's a raffle still. That's a raffle.
So basically, people would be paired off. Say you're married to whoever, but then the festival is like at this part of the year. By lottery, you get with whoever you get with by lottery. Like
everyone had a get out of jail free card. Doesn't count. So it's a match.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so eventually, Pope, I want to say his name is Galatius the First, replaced that festival with Valentine's Day in the 5th century.
And then it was about like what we know now.
It took another...
From the 14th century, it came about Rome.
That's, around 14th century is when it... Yeah.
Okay.
What do we know about Valentine's Day?
All right then, so is Valentine's Day then more for... Who's it for then?
It's supposed to be for everyone, but it seems like the girls just feel like they just take it upon themselves to like get gifts from guys. An extortion... Literally extort them, basically.
Okay, I'm going to leave that for the girls to comment on.
I don't think so. I receive gifts willingly on Valentine's Day. I also, I'd like to treat... Ask you, brother. I like to treat...
ask about me.
I'll do nice gestures. Because I'm a type of person where I don't want to just leave it to the day. But I feel like if I don't do something on the day, it's making it worse. You should do it all the time, but then it's like I may as well. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be lying if I said I'm not thinking about, like, because when I think about like being like Valentine's Day and that, like, it's almost like love, but just like love plus, you know what I'm saying? Like, you meant to do something a bit extra on that day, so I can't really do that all the time. Love, what you say? Love plus cheeks.
Yeah, he's trying to influence the listeners down the wrong.
what's wrong with cheeks?
Oh, nothing wrong with cheeks.
In the confines of marriage.
Amen. Nothing wrong with a nice smile.
Love and smile.
That's not. Basically, for the overseas listeners, when we talk about cheeks, we're talking about bottom cheeks. We're not talking about the cheeks that you smile with.
I didn't know this.
You're lying. You're lying.
I was talking about cheeks that you smile with personally.
Everyone's throwing me under the bus. Wow.
I was talking about the cheeks.
It's just Cameron with his mind on the gutter.
Oh my gosh. Are we doing this?
Now what Cameron's doing on TV on Valentine's Day.
Boom,
ba-ding, boom, boom,
boom. Boom, shaka. What do you think?
I agree with Talitha.
Oh, wow. Are we doing this? Are you really not going to talk for the whole of the thing?
Cabby, have you given anyone anything on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely not. I can answer that.
Abby, answer the question, yes or no?
I have not.
Exactly. Case closed.
Have you received stuff?
I have.
What's the best thing you received?
Case closed.
Wow, it's a long list.
Lingerie.
What, how much of this has been cut out?
Don't worry. You don't worry about it.
A lie?
That's our job.
A watch.
A watch. Wow,
that sounds expensive. That's an alright. That's quite a good gift.
How much was it?
I don't know.
Ooh. What watch was it?
Michael Kors.
I don't know.
Reasonable.
Is that good?
Quick 100.
I don't know. Watches,
it's not Selezenja. Put it that way. You can't get it from Sports Direct.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quick 100. That's all right, no? That's all right.
What? Michael Kors?
Michael Kors.
Yeah.
This is back when Michael Kors was in, though.
Huh? Also, this is back when it was in. 200. You're looking at 200. Yeah, when it's in. Ugh.
You know, I hear that. You know what? Women make their own money. Buy yourself your own gifts now.
I agree.
You're a black independent woman. Do your own thing.
All right.
But yeah. Nah, the thing is, with the whole Valentine's Day thing, I agree with like the whole giving. Obviously, girls are queens. Look at me trying to win. Look at me trying to win the match.
You are such. Oh my gosh.
It's because you're so calm.
I do agree that like you shouldn't give girls gifts because obviously I always tell girls that I don't believe in Valentine's Day. Obviously just to save me money as well. I'm selfish like that. But like with the whole like gift giving thing, like I believe that gift giving should be like done. It just doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It should be done in a on a general census anyway.
Yeah, but that's generic. Yeah. But no one really does. Well, I don't.
No, but I'm talking about both though, like guys and girls. So, girls, give to your man. Submit to your man. Guys, submit to your man.
Silly for the eye roll then.
Husbands, yeah. Love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
In so much that he was
willing to die.
And also
having like Galentine's Days. And so, I don't know what
Galentine's Day.
Do stuff together. Like just
guy, Valentine's Days.
Yeah, you're not going to do guys.
Alvin was dying.
I was trying to think, what's the equivalent of Galentine's Day? What would be? I was like,
man, telling like it was onto something though. It's like, guy, Galentine's Day. Alvin's undefeated, man.
All right, cool. Do you want to go to these questions? And
yeah, let's go. Let's go. All
right, cool. So,
let's start with the negative first, though. Toxic.
Okay, cool. You remember that one, didn't you? Okay.
I don't know any of these questions.
Okay, what makes a relationship toxic?
The girls. Calm. Next question.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Talitha, you're glad you got back up for today, innit?
Talitha says she just slapped you, though.
Yeah.
I would have definitely.
Yeah. Cammy, it's a good thing that you...
I'm just used to Justin, so...
Next question, let's go.
Now, what makes a relationship toxic, though?
Nah, do you know what it is? What makes a relationship toxic? It'll come back to me.
All right, cool. Do we have any toxic traits in this room and on screen?
Yes.
Yes. What are your personal toxic traits, then?
Stubborn.
Stubborn.
Yeah, okay. Mine's stubbornness.
You got a toxic trait?
I'm sure I have.
Nah, Jesus walks. Anyway.
Jesus walks?
I'll come
back to what mine is because I have to think.
I think stubborn, definitely mine. I think, I just want to do my own thing, you know, a lot of the time.
Stubborn, impatient.
Impatience is definitely one of mine.
Impatience, quick to anger.
Yeah.
Kind of can be boisterous.
I can sometimes jump to a conclusion. But it's something that I've gotten better with. I've started. It's something that I think about so that I go before I say something.
I ask questions now
instead of going, actually, this is what's going on. So
now I'm getting better. I used to ask questions.
I can't ask questions.
Really?
If I ask questions, then I'm just going to dig deeper. I'm like, that don't sound right. What are you about? Tell me more.
But like, you have to, like, in your head, I think, if you have a suspicion of something, in my head, if I have a suspicion of something, I'm like, say I don't believe I'm being told the truth or something, or I think that someone disagrees with me about something, but is just saying, all right, just to like palliate the situation. I suspect that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Before I'll go, I'll put the motive and go, nah, you're saying this because of this. You're saying this. And now I'd rather go, oh, why are you saying that? So that just so that the person themselves can say, oh, I'm saying this for this reason. Yeah, yeah. But like before, I'll put a person's motive on them.
What did you say?
No, I'm saying, what did you say?
No, that's it. I'll put a person's motive on them. I'd say, okay, this is your reason why you're doing this. And I try not to do that anymore, but I think it's something that I still wrestle with.
Okay. Now, I don't know, let me correct myself here. I can't even say just girls, but like everyone's come to like a whole. Let me not be sexist today, man. Valentine's Day special. But yeah, I feel like people now are very tactical in their thought process. So obviously, like, because everything's like kind of come a long way from where it was, people's actually like kind of, in a way, people's done like social research on like, how can I avoid this answer? How can I avoid this question? I know what he's doing there now. I can change my direction by making me look comfortable, you know what I mean? So obviously I feel like, now in this like time of like, or we're at a stage in my life where I'm at, I'm just like, I don't like the sound of my voice. But in this time, I'm just like, I'm at a place where like, if you're doing something wrong, if you don't tell me, then I'm gonna find out anyway. Like if I don't find out, then I'm not gonna be angry that you're wasting my time. But like, you know what I mean? So I can easily get bounced back. I'm a handsome guy. saucy guy.
Have you ever looked at like, obviously you don't have to name the relationship, but like, even like social media relationships, whatever, you looked at it and be like, that is like toxic. Very toxic. Like from the beginning, like what makes, like what's actually making that?
I want to say something, but I'll wait because I don't want to. I want to get.
Go on.
I'll wait.
No.
Just pop your hand.
It's fine. Come on.
No, go on, T.
What makes a
relationship? I was gonna say, I think the number one thing that I notice, or I want to say I've experienced it per se, but I think, when obviously I'm talking about a guy, but it can apply to both, but when your partner essentially like starts to seclude you from your circles, once you alter themselves, doesn't like who you're interacting with, right. So basically controlling, right. And possessive,
right.
But to the extent where you're left with fewer people around you than you were before you entered into a relationship, but it's not of your own choice, it's because that person's made the decision for you. And you see it like, obviously when there's like a domestic violence in relationships, that tends to be the story that comes with the situation, like, oh, I went to my friends about this, he found out, and then two, I had no one to go to. But then that's the extreme, but then you could have it in little subtle things like, oh, I can no longer get in contact with so-and-so anymore. Like, oh, he doesn't really allow me to speak. Red flag. Bye. No. Much. Toxic. But it can happen because people are manipulative. So if you've got someone who's, manipulative, you don't know how far they can go and take. And then you just get blinded by the whole relationship, the feelings, the infatuation, the love, whatever it is, to a point where you don't even know how deep you're in that situation anymore.
See, I was going to say something, yeah. Obviously, let's not downplay it, though. But, like, toxic love is still love, if that makes sense. It's not a good love. Wait. It's not a good love.
No. I was going to say, explain what you mean by that, because I'm like...
The ones definitely. Where you just, like... It's like the adrenaline rush through that relationship. Exactly. Like, exactly. Intensity. I get it.
Yes!
But, okay.
It's not healthy, though.
To me, it makes me think, like, because maybe I'm... is strict the word? Or maybe I'm too specific on my definition of what love is, maybe. So for me, I don't know if I'd call it love, because in my mind, love is like, love has particular characteristics which are like, which like manifest themselves in behavior. So 1 Corinthians 13 would say, love is patient, kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrong, does not delight in evil, rejoices in the truth, always protects, always hopes, always trusts, and always perseveres. So like, if that, in my mind, there are times when I've thought, okay, I remember one time, like, I remember, let's say, a few years ago, I was in a relationship, more than a few years ago.
Another one?
Like, a number of years ago, I was in a relationship, and I thought to myself, and recently I was thinking, did I actually love that person? What I realised, or what I thought... But the honesty is, like, if I'm talking honestly,
yeah,
I was attracted to the person. Mm. I was, like, loved spending time with her.
He was infatuated.
Like, yeah.
Jeez.
But then, like, when I look back at some of my behaviours, like, I don't know if that... Like, by God's definition, it wasn't... I didn't love her by God's definition. Because, like, if love is what... If love is those things and acting in that way, I didn't do that.
I was in love with the cheeks.
But I was... Well, let's not go that far.
Well, how do you move? Because I ask myself this all the time. Like, how do you move from... Like, how do you know when you've moved from the infatuation stage to, like, past the infatuation.
I feel like when something happens, like,
what's the last thing she said?
Like, how do you know you've moved past the infatuation phase
to love? How do you know when you've done that? Because I think loads of people think they love a person and then they're like, oh, actually, maybe it was just infatuation or lust or whatever.
Yeah.
So how do you know?
In my head, I was going to say, love is like when you don't like someone, like when you're in a relationship with a person.
That's also true. You know,
you don't like them, but you do. She says you've had an argument, you are absolutely mad with them, and they go, oh, can you drop me off at the train station? And you go, yeah,
no, let's
go,
I'll drop
you. I think that's so true.
Because it's based then, you're acting past your emotions now, in the here and now.
Because
now you're basing your, like, because to me, love is so action based.
Do you feel like we answered the question then?
Huh?
Do you feel like we've answered the question?
What
was the question though?
Toxic.
I mean, I only gave one example. Toxic.
Ask him, say poor communication.
So next question was, are situationships just an excuse for commitment?
Yes.
I disagree.
I agree. I don't disagree.
What? Okay.
Are you guys going to define a situationship?
Nah, because it's a situationship. Because obviously I asked this question to someone that I was talking to, and a friend, and then obviously,
I never laugh when Justin says that.
I know, because like people don't believe in me. People are like, oh, it's a girl that he was dating.
I believe you, man.
But yeah, now I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the listeners. But like, you know what I mean? I know you lot believe me because you lot are real. Who don't believe me? Who said that? Cammy. obviously, I believe that. Obviously, situationship. I was basing it on like you're dealing with the girl. Like, as in, sexually.
Does it
have to be sexual, though?
No, it doesn't have to be sexually. You could, like, probably hold hands, look at her intensely when you're driving. Or just walking along the road, because, you know, with masks on, because obviously corona, lockdown, all of that. But obviously, and then our relationship, obviously, just a relationship. Obviously, I was saying that, like, for example, like, why would you, what's the question again?
Is situationship just an excuse for commitment?
Nah, definitely, because like, but there's also obviously factors they have to like kind of acknowledge as well. Like, what are you looking for?
What is a situationship, real quick? What is a situationship?
I'd kind of define it as Justin kind of said, because
someone that you're talking to.
But I think it's more like
I
say more than a friendship, less than a relationship.
No, I just say friends with benefits. That's what I would say situationship is. Because situationship is like there's a situation happening that it might not necessarily be sexual, but more time it is.
Is there, it's from my understanding, and maybe for the listeners as well, is there exclusivity in a situationship or is it?
Sometimes.
There can be. But it's more based on a lie.
That's why it's a situationship, because nobody knows.
I would say personally, a situation is based on a lie, if that makes sense. Okay. Obviously, if you're exclusive, I would say it's based on a lie, because you're just saying it because like you want that girl to like be, or you want, if you're loose like that, then you want that guy to be.
No, but not really though, because some people have situationships where they're like, they're just saying, yo, I'm just gonna beat this one person because maybe for girls I know, they don't want their body count to go up. Mm-hmm. That could be the reason for.
I was talking about more about guys, to be honest. Like, I know girls don't lie.
Nah, but I think
you are
truth tellers. All
right, listen. I will put
black girls don't cheat. Psych. Nah, but go on to you. What did you say?
Nah, but I think all those definitions, though. Like, I think for me, my problem with situationships is, have I been in a situation? But I think for me, it's more because there's no, I definitely have, there's no direction, and that's fine if you want that. Like, I went through a stage in my life where I didn't want to be committed in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted a friend who I can go to, who's like my go-to.
Stay over there, man.
No, listen. Let me speak.
That's not a situation. That's a friendship.
No. Because the way she said it, it's like she had a friend about it. You get me?
No, but you need that person. But that person who is, it's more than a friendship.
A good friend, a close friend.
It's not okay. I would say all of that, but yeah, like you just leave them on the line. Like, as in, when you want to call them, as in girls do this thing. You're like, when you want to call them, that's, you know that person's gonna be like, yes, master, I'm here.
I remember one time I was talking to a girl.
That's a good situation. I talked to a girl, I wouldn't message her, like, I'd only message her like after dark or something, because I was like,
after hours.
That's what you're here for, bro.
Unholy hours.
Wow.
It doesn't have to, this thing, let me explain myself. It doesn't have to be like sexual, whatever, but it's just that added benefit that you and the person know. Yeah. Like, right, it could be that there is actually chemistry or a connection between the two of you, but it's one of them ones where I don't necessarily want to go there.
I just feel so comfortable.
But it's just like, I might just feel safe with you.
See, in my head.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I was going to say is, like, one of the things I think has happened is. Is that there's a degree to which there were some friendships that used to be like that. To me, I've had friendships where so easily the friendship could be more than a friendship, but like in my head, like there's an intellectual decision that I make of, but I know that sounds dumb, but no.
Yeah, but that's boundary.
Yeah, but like,
no, but that's boundary.
Yeah, yeah. I know people like that.
And that's what you should do.
It's smart.
You should do that, because that's when people end up in situationships when it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Right, I feel like if you're you should know what you're doing at all times, innit? So, absolutely. Okay, obviously I would never advocate for someone to be in a situation, but just know what you're doing, innit?
I
think it causes too much confusion, because for me, in my case, it ended up with the guy being angry, like our friendship's done out, like we don't talk.
You wasted his time, bro.
I didn't waste his time, no, because we understood what it was.
Man wanted cheats,
I didn't. Relax, Justin. I didn't want to, I guess maybe for him long term, he was looking for commitment. I wasn't
there yet
in life. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I wouldn't advocate for it, because it gives you no direction. But when I went into my relationship that I was in now, there was direction, so there was somewhere where we wanted to go. Whether it happens, that's a different case, but at least you have intentionality in, I don't know if that's a word, in
intention,
what you want to do. Is that a word?
Intentionality.
Intention. Like, we have an intention to go in the same.
If you intentionally English is not my first language.
Excuses. What is patois? Yeah, patois.
Yeah. Right,
so why don't why do you think people don't want to get into relationships then?
Because they're hard work.
Nah, do not.
They're stressful. Let's keep it real. They're stressful.
It is stressful, but it's like, I reckon that's all subjective. Because like, if you want to put in that work, then you'll put in that work. If you want to do something, you'll do it.
I think it's because
I think that's your mindset. I don't think that's everyone's. I think some people.
I feel like that should be okay. Oh, I can't even say that should be, because like. But like, I feel like people should more.
No, I hear you. But I think a lot of people some people fall into. I don't get how people can just
fall into a situation.
Into a relationship.
Nah, I don't get.
Oh, it happens. It happens.
Because people like security.
Like the situationship. Like, really.
How though?
Because I don't think people, as promiscuous as human beings are, I don't think it's I don't think people. It's unsettling. It's
give an example. Okay. Because I'm not calculating. It's not calculating my head.
Okay, like there's many a story of a guy.
Many a story. Lord, that was mad. Oh my gosh. What's the time? A many a story. Oh my gosh.
I was gonna repeat Go it. On. But like where a guy has paid for a prostitute and fallen in love with a prostitute. Yeah. Or
what was he talking or something like? Because that's ridiculous, though. Because like, he's basically saying his friend in love is a sex move. Like, I don't, I, me personally, I disagree.
He may have paid for an extra time slot just to have a combo.
Like,
certain man, I've heard that happen. You know,
I said cool,
like,
no,
like, let me put it this way.
Go on, go on. Finish your story.
Like, or let me put it a different way. Like, say, I'll make myself an example. Notice the word make.
Yeah.
Say I'm going out with a girl, yeah?
Fair play.
And I've been going out with this girl.
Somewhere to leave her.
Come off it. Stop it.
You two are mixing, you know. I don't want to leave her this episode no more, you know.
Go on.
Say I'm going out with a girl. And then I cheat on the girl. But the cheat, like... I have not done that. This is not my bag. This is why I use that word make, operative word.
I hate that.
But it's when he went to the thing, you know, that was like, is this a date? what did I do last night, though?
Oh, yeah. So, I decide to cheat on the girl.
Yeah.
The cheating, most of the time, cheating doesn't end with you cheat kind of, it's like you cheat and then you kind of end up in a relationship with someone else. It seems to be the case with, like, especially in marriages, where like a marriage can break apart because someone has ended up in a relationship with someone else. But then it's not like, oh, I'm just gonna go into a relationship and hop. Yeah. No, it's like you go into a relationship and then you end up marrying the person you cheated to. So like, it's like there's a pull to come to.
That's bad vibes.
Like, to a come togetherness.
No, it's not. I don't think that's bad vibes. That's
it's
bad
because vibes, we don't. So. Humans aren't. We don't like to be lonely. As much as people, whether you're in a relationship a romantic relationship or just a friendship, we don't like to be alone. It's very nice to have someone to come home to. It's very nice to have someone who you can speak to, like your go-to person. Like, it's very nice to have that. Let's not lie. So it's like one of those ones where. I can see how people just fall into relationship. I fall into a relationship for one time. And I broke up with him and I realized, what am I doing? reality check moment.
Wow. You see, that's what I'm on though. Because like, for example, when Alvin was giving an example of like the whole prostitute thing, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this whole question is very subjective simply because like, simply because like I've always said to myself that like if I have sex with a girl on the first date, I can't take you serious, in all honesty. I don't know why.
I don't agree with that.
Now, do you know, it's like, because obviously I've done it before, innit, but then like it's just been a thing where like after a while, like if like that's the first thing you do, then I'm gonna expect it. Obviously, like being a ex sexual addict, being honest.
Peace and love, growth, Justin.
But yeah,
amazing.
that sounded hella sarcastic, you know. I'm just
I was being genuine.
No, but obviously being all of that, like, as in, say if that was my first thing, and obviously if it's like, raw, this is amazing, and then say if like one day you're like, oh, now we should pause and wait.
We should be celibate.
Like, are you mad? You're giving me you've shown me to the promised land. Now you're just gonna take that away, bro. Yo, what's going on?
I think another reason people are shook of relationships as well is because of what social media like portrays them to be in it as well. Because think about it, obviously the Will and Jada thing. Then obviously I feel like a lot more people in our generation, especially, are like considering like open relationships more in it. Or just being with more people. You know what I'm saying?
But that should stress me out too much.
So like obviously monogamy is not as popular anymore in it. So like, and plus like, yeah, everything's just more accessible in it.
I want to say two things on that. Like, one is, the funny thing is, say you watch a film, a romantic comedy, it, like, things never go the way they actually go in real life. The relationship starts off sexual, and when the film ends, it doesn't show you where things go, which is where things act, like, the actual reality of where things go.
Nah, but you're loving basketball, yeah. It ended really well.
I don't know loving basketball.
Can you speak on it? Can you speak on
really
it?
Well.
Show Cammy's favourite
film. Oh, Cammy, this is your
favourite film.
I'm really well.
Speak on it.
Go on. Nah, so I don't know loving basketball.
No, go on, go on.
Tell me what
this
happens.
This is your time now.
How does it end?
Yeah, how does it end? I don't know it at all, but...
It ends nicely.
The childhood sweethearts get together.
In what set? Like, get married?
Yeah, they get married, have a daughter.
I've been saying what happens after that.
I swear he picks her up or something, and that's like the end scene or something.
No, it ends when...
How did they get together?
Basketball.
They were together before. They broke up. He got engaged. She shot her shot. And the rest was history.
Bro, see, wow. There's always that girl that comes around and makes the man drop the bag, you wow. know. Though.
Yeah.
That is why you have to watch out. All you guys in relationship, watch out for these girls, you know, because they're really out here trying to ruin lives. Sidetrack, keep
going.
Watch
out for that ex that he said, I love you to.
Also... I was gonna say like elite. If someone who's in I saw some meme that said if the guy you're messaging is in a relationship when he's in a relationship with you there'll be a girl that he's messaging.
Right.
Like, 100%.
What?
But I disagree.
No, I disagree still.
You disagree.
Okay, basically I'm saying don't be surprised in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also
yeah,
don't
yeah.
be surprised if you were the one if you were the cheaty.
No, definitely.
And you're in a relationship, don't be surprised when there's another cheaty.
Yeah.
How you get them is how you lose them, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, just be careful. It's the, like, it's the increased likelihood.
Just but be wise.
Salvation. No,
I really think that situationships are actually like kind of a waste of time. Simply because, like, especially obviously now at an age where like you're obviously I'm 26. Alvin's 26 as well.
Hey.
I have to say that.
How old are you?
Obviously.
25.
Obviously, at our ages. Like, we should be looking for something more intentional anyway. Like, as in, we should be going out there looking for more intentional. And plus, don't even say, even saying that, like, it looks good.
In fact,
right, when you're younger and, like, you see other people. Like, say, for example, someone came to my store. Like, one guy that I used to go to school with. Like, Harper Bar as well. You remember Luke Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Luke Hill. So, obviously,
Luke
like,
Hill, or
was
Luke
he
Hill?
In the years below?
Yeah, below
he's two
yeah,
years, yeah. 3 years below mine and Cameron,
Oh, no, well, obviously him, yeah. Obviously, I used to take him to school. My mom used to take him to school, innit?
Oh,
so obviously,
okay.
Like, that's what I know. But he came into Tesco, and obviously, he's like, oh, mad. Talif and Wizzy getting married. I was like, yeah. Obviously, his friends, like, as in, one of his boys, random boys, just like, oh,
yeah.
I swear, how old are they? Like, I said, younger than me. I was like, how old are you, 25? It's like, mad. Younger than me. It's like, so obviously, people looking on and would be like, raw.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People are looking towards that. There's this whole monogamy thing.
Yeah.
I want some of that. You don't know his password.
So the last question is
the top
one.
See
the phone.
You can't see it.
No, because the mic was there. Oh. Wow. If God isn't an important part of their life, is relation? This question doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it make sense?
There's no the.
Oh, okay. Add it.
Just add it, bro.
Add the.
Okay, you gotta please.
Add the.
There's
the.
Always that person, you know.
No, it's
you know.
True. Wait there. Okay. If God isn't an important part of their life, is the relationship worth pursuing?
Is the relationship worth pursuing? Yes.
I'll say no, but I'll everyone can discuss it and then I'd say no,
because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, including the wife and husband, will be added on.
It's worth it. Okay, we convert. That was the old motto.
Nah, I think, okay. If you're pursuing a relationship, it's not there.
We are pursuing a relationship.
Well, no, I'm not.
I'm in one.
Why I'm not pursuing?
Okay, cool. His answer could go either way. He's like, he's not pursuing one because he's already in one, or he's not pursuing one.
Nah, that's what he said.
I didn't even.
That's why I paused. I was like, what are you gonna say next week, man?
That's why I said. Ooh. I was waiting for you to finish. You wanna go, Cameron?
Nah. Okay. So. If you're pursuing one, I wouldn't recommend to do that, innit? Especially if you're someone that is like strong in your faith as well, and like you're trying to if you're trying to be strong in your faith, I wouldn't recommend doing that, innit? But I've seen relationships where people are not Christian or whatever, and people are not Christian or they're another religion, and it works out. That like the person converts and it's in that like a few times, So yeah, that would be my answer to that.
Can I throw a spanner in the works?
Go on.
I was literally going to do the same thing.
What if you're already in one and the person isn't into God, if you like? Do you leave?
I was going to...
The person isn't into God. I think that's... Okay, the SDA answer is like leave. And
what's your answer?
My answer is... Why?
What's the Bible answer for...
I mean, the Bible answer is that, innit? Like, leave. It would say if
you're,
leave.
It's leave you, if you're not you married. So that
yeah.
there's a verse in Corinthians. I want to say either 1 Corinthians 7 or 2 Corinthians 7. I'll look at it, but
if I'm being honest, if I was with someone that wasn't SDA, I'd still be in a relationship.
If you were single or married?
Single.
Sorry, if you were married or not yet married?
Not yet married.
You'd still be.
Yeah, if he wasn't SDA, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Nah, do you know?
If I'm being honest,
if you're being honest, okay.
I was gonna say, yeah. What if the guy? Obviously, there's many is it wolves in sheep clothing? So what if like the guy is basically like, or the guy or girl is like, yeah, I'm all about God, you know, like God this, God that, Jesus loves you. All
by their fruits, you should know them, Justin.
No, but what if it was... Huh?
You can only pretend for so long.
It's true. What if you was to be like, yo, do you know what it is? This whole God thing, I'm not down for it. But you've already, like, fell in love. You've already done all of that. You've been doing up the whole praying every morning.
I think that's worse, you know?
Exactly.
I'd rather be with someone that's like, they're like, I know what they're on. You get me? Because then I kind of know how to navigate that, innit? And I'd but then I'm also looking at it from, okay, I haven't been in that situation, so that's kind of theory to me, innit? In practice, obviously I've seen that, and it goes, like, if you're not married, I wouldn't recommend it, because, like, okay, there are people in relationships or marriages, that they're not Adventist, or they're not Christian, or there might be another religion. It just gets long all the time, like there's our problems, like more problems than like a normal marriage, like cultural stuff, like practices, obviously stuff like that. When I say cultural, I mean like, for example, in like being Adventist, like you go to church on Saturday, and if you with someone that doesn't want to do that or is like opposed to doing that, let's say they're Muslim or something like that, it's just hard. It's just going to make stuff 10 times harder, because you, like, I feel like it gets real when kids come into the works, isn't it? Before everyone can kind of do their own thing. Definitely. But when kids come into the thing, and even, you know, I've seen it with people that they're not even married, like, but they're with, like, but the person that they had a child with is not the same religion as them, but then they want to get their child christened, but then that person doesn't want to get their child christened. Mm. Like, it just causes, like, issues like that.
And like as if they're not already enough issues to deal with.
Yeah, just be more mindful in it, just about who you're, like, because obviously the person might look nice on that, but in practice, bro, it's long. You know what I mean? That's all I say.
I think you've got to work out, no matter what age you are, I think it's a good idea to work out what it is that you actually want and that you're not willing to compromise on. So even if you hear a drill going, it's because someone's doing work next door. So
I can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
Okay, cool. So that's what I think is important, because like you said, people can change. So if that change is enough for it to be a deal breaker for you, then you need to communicate that with the person who you're talking to or seeing, that okay, so you're about God now. By the way, if you're not on God or whatever, just know this relationship is not going to work, because that's what I'm on. So I think you have to communicate that. There's certain things, of course, naturally, like, I mean, I used to have things that I was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to compromise on that, but actually it wasn't even that deep. Yeah. But there are some things that I genuinely cannot compromise on. Like for me, I would have to be with someone who is SDA. Like I couldn't be with someone who was, I say, just a Christian, as in like from another denomination. Because for me, raising my kids, it's hard enough that my partner is a vegan and I'm not. Like, that's all. No, I mean, I ain't trying to add other things. And at least, and we were like raised the same. Do you know what I mean? So I think I've learned to appreciate the fact that those little things can actually make a difference that you don't think it would, but it could. Obviously, it's not a deal breaker for me, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, for other people, like, people would genuinely ask me, like, oh, it's not going to be a problem for you. And I'm just like, not really, because I'm not naive to the whole veganism thing or whatever. But for others,
you might
I know,
end up becoming one.
No, that's not happening. unless I'm trying to lose
heaven,
weight. By heaven, you'll be one.
Does everyone realize? That's heaven, I'm here.
Why should we not start practicing now?
What's going on?
Alvin, are you vegan?
Say goodbye.
Are you vegan?
I'm not vegan.
Don't talk for vegans then.
I'm not vegan.
How dare you?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Carry on, Talitha. I won't talk.
But I know for some people, they couldn't do it. Like, they fully couldn't do it.
I'm a vegetarian, and I know that me and your partner are brothers in that sense. I have to stick up for him.
Yeah, you're not like him though.
No, I'm not.
You're not like him.
You're
different.
You're different. He started from young as well. Like, I was like,
yeah, and that's the thing. It's like he's a different scenario. Yeah, like completely.
But I was gonna say in terms of that. If you're not in a relationship, if you're not married yet and you're in that sort of relationship, it's best
to leave.
Cutting off that relationship because I'm trying to think where, well, I'll give a quick scenario. Almost virtually all the time when the church mingles or when God's people unite with people who are not God's people in an intimate way, it's not that God's people bring the world closer or bring people who are not God's people close to God, but that the people who are not close to God bring those who are close to God
further away
from God. Yeah.
You said that in
a I know.
You said that in a sentence.
Basically, in a sentence, that like there's a quote, and I'm trying to recall it, but I can't.
No. You've explained what you've had to say.
I know, but does it make sense?
Yes, yeah.
Cool. It does. He was overthinking the whole time.
But if you are married, it's like the opposite kind of happens, or there's much more opportunity for the opposite happening. I found that like I won't read it, but if that's the situation and you want to look into it, 1 Corinthians 7, and you can look at from around from verse 1 to around verse 14, verse 15, or even up to verse 17. But it says if the person wants to depart, say you're already married and you become a Christian, a Seventh-day Adventist, if the person prefers to leave, let them leave. If they want to stay, let them remain. Because essentially, the wife or the husband can sanctify or essentially influence the wife or the husband to become that, if that makes sense.
The resilient chapter for that, though, it's mad.
It's incredible.
Mm. But I think the most important thing is being honest. Being honest with yourself as to
what you're gonna do.
Yeah, and be honest with the person as well. I think there's nothing worse than like you being like fake, so to speak, and putting on like a
facade.
Yeah. Thank you, facade. Because you're not doing yourself any favors, really. I think keeping in any relationship, whether it's friendship, romantic relationship, whatever, is honesty. Like, just be honest.
So that's been After Sun Now podcast, guys. Thank you.
You're a dog.
Is that what we want?
No. Yeah. Just as like get me out of here.
Stick, man.
What are we doing? Those who are single. What are we doing for lockdown?
Alvin, that's you. You know, I'm not single. I'm in a relationship with the Lord.
Hey. Then I'm not single either.
Connections.
Happy Valentine's.
Networking.
Happy.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Pray for your partners.
Pray
for direction to lead them to the right person.
That's my last
input.
Yeah. That's the episode. Pray for your partners, guys.
Pray for your partners. Okay. Bye bye, everyone.
For God's test.
Amen.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
She was silent, guys.
I just failed.
You know what? You did. I didn't believe her.
I'm shy, you know. I don't think you understand. Like, I'm one of the most shy people you can impart to me. Take me off the mic and I'll talk.
We're still recording now, you're on the mic.
Oh.
I ain't off the mic.